welcome to the Jeff Rubin, Jeff Rubin Show. I am Jeff Rubin. This week, my guest is myself because I want to tell you about something I've been working on. Before I get to that, let me just say that I hope everyone is staying healthy, and if you're not an essential worker, that you are staying inside, that you are staying sane. If you are an essential worker, thank you so much for what you're doing. I'm about to tell you what I've been doing, and let's just say it's inessential. I've been using some of this inside time to make some progress on a project I've been working on for a while, and this is something I've alluded to on the show before, but I've never really gotten into the details, but I think it's at the point now where I can tell you guys about it. And when I say tell you guys about it, what I specifically mean is the Jeff Rubin Show listening audience. This isn't something, I have not yet posted it on social media. I have not really sent out a mass email. I really wanted the people who listen to this show to be the first to test it. So what is it? It is a multiplayer game that you play with your friends, and the name of the game is Believable Lies. It's a digital game you play on your phone or anything with a web browser, but hopefully what you'll find is it actually plays a little bit more like a board game. And the way the game works is it will give you and your friends a topic, and the topic might be something like the Olympics or Pepsi or Stephen King. And your job is to write a completely made up but believable lie about that topic. So let me just look at the last game that was played here. For instance, if the topic was Stephen King, someone might write, Stephen King has driven the same car his old life, a green 1963 Chevy Nova. Not true, completely made up, but sounds actually kind of plausible. So while you're writing your fake fact about the topic, everyone else is doing the same, and the game then collects everyone's lies, lists them all out, along with one true fact that I've programmed into the game ahead of time, and I've worked hard and done a lot of research to make sure that these are facts that are true, but also are unbelievable. And so what you're looking at is four sort of unbelievable facts, one of which is true, the rest are lies written by your friends, and your job now is to see if you can identify the true fact. You get a point both for being able to identify the truth and also for fooling your friends into picking your lie. The reason I made this game and the reason I love it and the thing that I think was the most fun in testing it is that you get to write the entire lie yourself. It's not a fill in the blank. It's not a Mad Libs. You're not picking a card out of your hand. You really have to weave something together out of whole cloth. And that can be tricky to do. I'm asking a little more of you than some similar games. But if you are able to do it, and you are able to fool your friends into believing your completely made up lie over the actual truth, it is very satisfying. I have always had a passion for trivia, and my favorite kind of trivia, my favorite kind of random fact to learn is something that is so preposterous, it sounds like it was made up, but when you dig into it, you learn it was true. So the other thing that I hope makes this game special is that it serves as kind of a delivery vehicle for this very specific kind of trivia. You're really going to learn some interesting facts playing the game, and one feature we put in there is after you learn the true fact, there's a little bit of additional context that will give you some idea how this thing could possibly be true. So that's what I've been working on. That's why I've been a little distracted from podcasts. And there's still some work to do, but we've been trying it out over video chat, and the game is still fun, so I thought now would be a great opportunity to test it with a wider audience, and that's where I could use your help. You can test the game right now. It's free. There's no sign-up. There's nothing like that. Just go to the website, www.liesgame.com, and then get some friends to do the same thing at the same time. And hopefully, if we did it right, everything will be pretty self-explanatory from there. The website is www.liesgame.com. And because it's a website, it'll run on any phone, on any tablet, on anything with a web browser. It'll work on a desktop. You don't need to download any weird apps. You don't need to convince your friends to download any weird apps. Just go to the website, www.liesgame.com. If you have feedback, I would love to hear it. That's why we're having this whole conversation right now. You can email me. My email address is jeff@jeffrubinjeffrubinshow.com. There is also an email address on liesgame.com, and you can tweet at me or Instagram or whatever. I'm pretty good at seeing those, too. So that is my ask of you. Try this game. Let me know what you think. If you listen to this show and enjoy it and have ever thought, boy, I love this. What could I do to thank Jeff? Now is your chance. Try this game. Test it out. Let me know what you think. And if you like it, go ahead and send it to some friends. That'd be great, too. I will be back with more podcasts soon, so don't unsubscribe. The show is not over. It's never over. There will always be new Jeff Rubin shows, even if they're a little less frequent than they used to be. But I'm very excited. I've always wanted to make a game. I did it, and I hope this isn't the last one, and I hope you guys will test it out and let me know what you think. Again, it is www.liesgame.com. Thanks so much. Give it a shot. Let me know what you think. I love you. Stay well.